I call this meeting to order. Please stand for the flag salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have the roll call.
Councilmember Deedy?
Here.
Councilmember Oglesby?
Here.
Councilmember Wisnowski?
Here.
Councilmember Mulvihill?
Here.
Councilmember De Leon?
Here.
Councilmember O'Donnell?
Here.
Councilmember Page?
Here.
We have a quorum there.
Okay, so first item on the agenda is actually public comments. Persons wishing to address council, please step up to the or unmute yourself and state your name and city of residence and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Is there anybody wishing to address council? Seeing no one, I will close the public comments section. So we have this meeting is primarily to discuss the ordinance amending chapter 1904 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code related to SEPA procedures. Mr. Linehan.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Thank you. Here before you tonight is an ordinance to kind of clean up some of the procedural issues in Chapter 1904 of the Black Diamond Municipal Code. The primary purpose of this amendment is to delegate the pieces of the authority to decide quasi-judicial appeals that currently sit with the City Council, to delegate that to the hearing examiner, because the hearing examiner hears all other SEPA appeals in the city. And so then in addition to that, there were a few other technical errors and ambiguities and corrections that needed to be implemented. So this code chapter cleans up those at the same time. So, and I'm happy to take any questions anyone may have about the amendments as drafted.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I think that for the council and just for the public at large as well, that I think it's better to have the SEPA appeals all go to the hearing examiner. It does just clean it up, like our attorney just stated, with the passage of this ordinance code. But I just feel that, you know, if I was having an appeal, I would want it to go to a body or the hearing examiner who is experienced in hearing these appeals, rather than to a council that rarely does these appeals. So my thought was that this was really good for all parties involved. And like David stated, the attorney, that cleaning it up also cleans it up to be in line with state law. And some of the issues in our code was not in line with state law, and that needed to be cleaned up as well. Thank you.
Councilmember O'Donnell.
Yeah, I fully agree with all of that. And I think the city attorney for doing all of the heavy lift on all this, because I think it's the right thing to do. I also want it to be known to anyone that might be listening to a recording of this, that this isn't a bait and switch type of thing, that it is really intended to do the right thing, that the hearing examiner is the one that's going to know the law better than us, and is going to provide the right level of judgment and impartial review. Takes the politics out of it also, and it's, it really is consistent with what the other jurisdictions are doing. And so we're not doing this as a last minute trickery type of thing, particularly for the SEPA appeal that's out there right now. It's the right way of doing it. And so thank you, David, for all your heavy lift on this. And I think it's my thoughts are that this is the right thing to do, and we should be doing this. It takes away some of the authority of the city council, and I'm good with that. It's the smart thing to do. Thank you.
Councilmember De Leon.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to just also say that I fully concur with what both Council Members Deedy and O'Donnell have said so far. I think this is also just a way to really ensure greater trust within the within our deliberative body as a whole, to make sure that we're making more of these kinds of judicial decisions being left to the courts, because I think in the long run, that's also going to make sure that our legislative body is really being entrusted with legislative decisions and acting on them. So I'm in favor of this because there are also lots of ways also that our community can reach out to us and petition anything that they do want to see happening on the city level. But for just the purpose of making sure that there is that ongoing building of public trust, it just seems most wise and most prudent to make sure that without a doubt, we can leave that to the courts to really decide on issues that would be going to the courts anyway. So I'm in favor of this motion tonight.
Councilmember Deedy.
I was just gonna say, I don't have the motion in front of me. So if somebody wants to read that, that would be great.
Councilmember De Leon.
Thank you. I'd be happy to make the motion. So I make a motion to adopt ordinance number 21-1159, amending Black Diamond Municipal Code Chapter 19.04 CEPA procedures.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That's the end of our special meeting tonight, so I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.
Hi, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. See you soon. 7.